It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. So what does Amber Wissing do when she's not buying back Halloween candy? Actually, that's been a while ago. It's kind of an old news. But Project PAC is the answer to the question. Stands for Providing a Crisis Kit. Basically, this is collecting items that kids would need for any number of reasons. If they're evacuated, they're not at home, if a traumatic event occurs, any number of circumstances where kids wouldn't have access to typical everyday things like socks, underwear, pajamas, blankets, water bottles, so on and so forth. Alpine Bank, and specifically John Stelsreed, has kind of been a proponent of Project PAC. Brand new, right? This is the first year you've done this?
It's the first year we've done it in conjunction with the school district. So we've been working. Do you want me to give you a little background on how we got started?
Be my guest.
Okay. So I work for Corey Johnson, who's a dentist in town, and I was working with the Sheriff's Department's Victims Advocate Unit and to get some stuff collected for them for a different unrelated project. And one of the sheriff's deputies said, oh, my dentist used to give me toothbrushes for kids. If we had to take them from their home at 3 a.m., we could at least send them with a toothbrush. And I said, awesome, I'll get you some toothbrushes. Hang up the phone. My little wheels get to spinning, and I think we can do better than toothbrushes. And I get a couple of my friends, Katrina Epp and Mandy Chamberlain. We got on my porch. We got some wine and a notebook and started brainstorming, and this is where we are.
So it's something as simple as a toothbrush. You know, I guess these are things, John, that those of us, well, the three of us, who have not experienced these types of things just kind of take for granted. You know, where is the toothbrush? Well, it's in the bathroom. Well, what if it's a different place, a different bathroom, a different home? At least the kid can take care of themselves like they normally would and practice some hygiene, that kind of thing, that you would normally be able to if you were at home.
Yes.
So traumatic experience perhaps, but still some of the comforts of home.
Yeah, I can tell you a little story about that. So there was a little girl who, she was removed from her home in the middle of the night. She got a pack from us with the Sheriff's Department's Victims Advocate Unit. And he went back to check on her, and she answered the door, and she said, she was smiling, and she said, Dr. Ford, I have my backpack ready so that anything happens like that again, I'm ready to go. And she was happy, and she was smiling. And even in the midst of a traumatic, horrible event, she was able to have a tiny bit of security, is exactly what you're talking about. She had a pack that had pajamas, a water bottle, snacks, hygiene products, toothbrush, maybe a nightlight or a little stuffed animal. And so that, even in the midst of turmoil, she had a tiny bit of security.
And a friendly guy like Adam Ford to take care of her.
Yeah.
So you're looking for donations through September 16th to help, and you're working again primarily with students in the RE1 school district, right? That's your chosen area of impact.
So this is our expansion. So historically, we have had stuff housed at the Sheriff's Department, the Victims Advocate Unit, the Foster Care Program in Garfield County, Riverbridge Regional Center. And last year we started with Soperus Elementary, kind of creating them a closet of supplies. They were our first school. And then with the help of the Family Resource Center, and then John can talk about Alpine Bank and Roaring Fork Leadership, we were able to expand to have stuff available to all RE1 schools this year.
Roaring Fork Leadership, for those of you that aren't familiar, the Reader's Digest lay definition, I believe you do either two or three classes a year for Roaring Fork Leadership.
There's typically one class per year that runs,
okay.
And it's a 9-month process.
And it's very intense. I know you have regular meetings and you're grouped with other people. And anybody that goes into Roaring Fork Leadership, typically these are business leaders, you know, like yourselves, people that really want to get involved in the community. I want to say it's heavy on the community involvement. First, I heard of it. Let me give you a for instance. Scott Snelson, who at the time was the Aspen District Ranger for the White River National Forest, He did a thing called the 50-50 project. Pick or the 550 project. Pick five stores that brick and mortar in your town you really would be sad to see go, and spend $50 total a month at those places. So that's the kind of project that Roaring Fork Leadership students typically come up with. John, your group decided to take on Project PAC.
That's right. That's right. So Amber came to us with this idea. We had heard about Project PAC in the past, and Amber came forward with this idea of expanding it into the school districts because there are kids that don't have these things on a daily basis, and it interferes with their ability to stay present at school. Sometimes they don't even go to school if they're worried about certain needs that aren't being able to be met personally. And so as a group, we decided this would be perfect for what we wanted to take on through the Roaring Fork Leadership class. So it was a good opportunity.
And Alpine Bank is supportive of you and this project and project the Roaring Fork Leadership in both.
Yep, absolutely. Alpine is very supportive of Roaring Fork Leadership, involved in every Alpine tries to send folks two or three at a time in each of the sessions and believes in the mission of what Roaring Fork Leadership does, as well as is what's going on with this expansion for the Project PAC and behind that as well.
Let me see if I got this right. So the Sheriff's Office, through the victims' advocates at the Sheriff's Office, River Bridge Regional Center, Foster Program, which I think is through DHS, mm-hmm. Family Resource Center, and now the RE1 Roaring Fork School District as well.
Yes.
Is where you're putting all of these PACs together. So I'm curious, before John and Alpine Bank became a part of this, you just go around asking for donations? Obviously, Dr. Johnson allowed you to take the toothbrushes and put those in the packs.
Yeah. So historically what's happened is we have a backpack with a tag on it that has an age and a gender and then a suggested list of items. And so different organizations or individuals have adopted the packs. They take it, they return it to me filled, and then I pass it on to whatever agency could make the best use of that.
So you have age groups, or do you have specific ages?
Yeah, so you'll get a tag that would say, like, girl age 5 to 6, and then with a list of what a girl age 5 to 6 might need on the back.
Okay. Obviously, everybody needs a toothbrush.
Right.
At least with the school age kids, I guess, if you don't have teeth yet. Maybe not so much. What other items would be in, for instance, that 5 to 6 year old girl backpack?
Yeah, so just socks, underwear, hygiene supplies, blankets. People have included little toys or little comfort items, something to a little game. People have been wonderfully generous to us and to these children when they're packing these packs. They always go above and beyond. Pajamas to provide, clothes, like an outfit.
Have you kept track of how many of these you have handed out so far?
The short answer is no, and John can talk about what the under crucial role that they played, but they played with us because we sort of were inventing this program, right? So we're like, well, we're just going to put it out there and see how it goes. Well, I was getting a really great response, and so I would get tons of items donated, and I would just find the best place amongst those four or five, agencies to get the stuff to, and then they would give it to whoever needed it. And then we started to realize, oh gosh, we probably need to track this better. And that's where John's team came in to help us.
Is that one of the things you helped with?
It is. Okay. Recognizing that this was going to be a huge undertaking, and when you're talking about expanding it to 13 schools in the RE1 school district, and just hopefully the amount of supplies that are going to be coming in from the community, I could totally see that overwhelming Amber's garage and needing a place to store it, and which we're working on that as well. But also just to keep track of everything in the school district, in the schools themselves, we want to keep a supply of things. And as they start running low on certain things, want to be able to have some sort of a quasi-automated process for putting a new requisition into the main district office where all of the main supplies will be kept. And then it will be distribute it out to the schools as they need it. And so part of the what we came up with was a database to help track this so that it becomes a little more fluid.
And, of course, there are two angles to this. There's obviously asking for support from the community and donations. By the way, are you pretty much still the main point of contact, Amber? Or how are you as far as donations are concerned?
Yeah, we're the main point of I'm the main point of contact generally. But during this next initiative that John can tell you about, we'll be able to make some donations all up and down the Roaring Fork Valley.
Okay. So maybe we'll save that for the next segment, and then we can talk about the other side of this, which is how do kids end up with these ultimately, which is probably something maybe that some educators that are listening right now, they may not be aware of it yet, may appreciate knowing about.
Sure.
So if you have any questions about Project PAC, you can give Amber a call, 948-9774. You can always email projectpacgarco@gmail.com. Take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more with John and Amber in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Project PAC. New enough, not even a website yet. A phone number and an email address.
You can find us on Facebook.
Facebook page?
That's
I had a feeling. Yeah. Okay. So is it just Project PAC?
I think it's Project PAC Garco.
Okay. So just search Facebook for Project PAC Garco, and you can also get in touch with Amber that way.
Yep.
Again, phone number is 948-9774, or you can email projectpacgarco@gmail.com. Again, 13 schools in the Roaring Fork School District that are kind of being added to Project PAC this year, which is, I imagine, that would more than double the number of backpacks you want to have available. Am I right?
Well,
it seems like it would be a big increase.
It's a big increase. It's a lofty goal. This whole process, how we've ever been doing it, we've been met with such generosity that I thought we might as well just go for it and see what happens.
And John, again, John Stelsreed from Alpine Bank, through his Roaring Fork leadership group and the project, has come up with some ways to help Amber and her volunteers organize all of these donations and figure out how to distribute them and keep track of everything. And I imagine that storage is probably something that over time is going to become more and more important as well, just considering what it is you're doing.
Right. And so each of the schools have identified or in the process of identifying a place where they'll keep a certain amount of supplies on hand.
So they got some buy-in as well.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And John, in addition to your time helping out and through Roaring Fork leadership, Alpine Bank is actually providing drop-off locations for these supplies as well.
So Alpine Bank is involved with regards to being a point of collection. All of the branches in the Roaring Fork School District from Basalt, Willits, Carbondale, Glenwood, West Glenwood, those five locations have a collection bin in their lobby. So if anybody has any supplies that they would like to drop off at any of those locations, feel free to do so, and then we'll make sure that they get to where they need to go.
Is the complete list, by the way, on the Facebook page?
Potentially. It can be.
Well, where I'm going with this is, does everybody that wants to help out, do they need to fill the entire backpack? Or if they, you know, just want to buy a couple items, or they have the resources to just buy a couple items, can they do that and then you assemble those
into
the backpacks?
Of course, yep. That's
later.
Sort of why Alpine Bank's maybe collecting more bulk items. So, yeah, exactly what you're talking about. If someone brings, you know, five bottles of shampoo, you can bring those to Alpine Bank, and when we're redistributing, and we'll use it that way.
And that list that will be on the Facebook page, it's not all-inclusive, right? It's anything that you think could make a kid's life a little bit easier if they're evacuated, removed from the home. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be anything that intense. A couple of weeks ago, you know, we had the big mudslide just east of South Canyon that, of course, closed the road and a lot of folks couldn't get home. So it there can be a number of different circumstances why kids could not get home, or kids might be on their own at home if mom and dad can't get back. And so
that's an interesting point that you bring up. We have how many? I think we have 104 district-wide. We have 144 families considered homeless, and we have 60 some children without a guardian. So they're here on their own. And so some of these resources are going to kids like that who are maybe here on their own and don't have all the resources they need, or some of them, particularly older kids, they call it couch surfing, or maybe just staying with friends.
Right, right.
And your parents aren't necessarily abusing you. You don't have an open case with Child Protective Services, but your parents aren't providing for you. They are not giving you food for lunch or giving you the things that you need. So we've had some really great counselors in with the Family Resource Center. They help identify these families and these kids. And so we're basically just supplying these crisis workers. So we're just getting the stuff to the people, what you talked about, educators, teachers who don't have to spend their own money on stuff for kiddos in their class that they know are struggling.
Which they do.
Yeah, right.
On occasion.
Yeah, sure. So we've been really also lucky to be embraced by these programs who, you know, there's no budget item for, you know, socks in any of these programs' budget. But so we're just trying to do our part to kind of bridge that gap.
And again, those organizations that you've already interfaced with include Riverbridge Regional Center, who, of course, deals with way too many kids every year. Any would be way too many is where I'm going with that. The Foster Program, Family Resource Center, the Garfield County Sheriff's Office, and, of course, now moving into the Roaring Fork School District. So if how are you distributing this? Is it on a referral basis? Do you have some guidelines that you're asking folks to follow, or that you follow if you're asked to help out one of these kids? How does that work?
So going forward, we mentioned the Family Resource Center, and they really are the bridge between Project PAC and these kids, because the Family Resource Center has a resource worker in every school. So they know who these kids are. They're the ones helping connect the families. They don't only work with the child. They help connect the families with resources outside of school, so they can kind of, they call it wraparound services, find ways to get these families, you know, back on their feet, or get some, you know, whatever resources they need to make things right. And so they're really they're the identifiers for us. So they know who these kids are, and the counselors at school. And so we're using them to bridge the gap between all the stuff we're going to collect, tons and tons of stuff, and everyone who needs it.
And again, if it is not now, it will soon be on the Facebook page, the complete list of suggested items. Again, that's not an all-inclusive list. As you mentioned, toys are a big one, too. Just something small, a little piece of comfort, I think, is kind of how you described that earlier.
Yeah, just something. We do journals for older kids, too. That's something that's often included.
Again, we are talking about anyone under the age of 18, right?
Yep, we're doing 0 to 18.
Okay, so even for babies that may not be in school yet, there are some needs and that kind of thing. Obviously, foster parents that are going to take on a young baby would have supplies like diapers and that kind of thing, but there may be other things that they may not have readily available that might be helpful, like, you know, a small age-appropriate toy with out small parts.
Right.
Because it's going to go in the mouth probably multiple times when you're not looking or when you are looking. Again, if you'd like more information about Project PAC, you can call Amber at 948-9774 or email projectpacgarco@gmail.com. Search Facebook for Project PAC Garco as well. Come back and wrap things up with Amber and John in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Project PAC, founded by Amber Wissing from Dr. Corey Johnson's office, and funded partially with those toothbrushes that
sponsored.
Go into these.
Sponsored.
Yes, sponsored. Okay. Not funded, sponsored. I recognize the difference. And John Stelsreed from Alpine Bank. Alpine is a supporter of this as well. You can actually, through September 16th, drop off some of the suggested items at any Alpine Bank in the Roaring Fork School District service area, if you will. So Basalt, Willits, Carbondale, Glenwood, and, of course, West Glenwood has collection points where you can drop off any of the items. Again, it can be anything that you think might help a child out. There are some suggested items like new blankets and socks and underwear and pajamas. So, you know, water bottles, that kind of thing. If you want to buy a package of some of these and donate that, then they'll separate it out and put it in the individual backpacks.
Another item I want to mention, because it's really important and it's kind of insane, that we have a real need for feminine hygiene products, because we have girls in the Roaring Fork Valley not going to school because they don't have access to these things. This is not
really
Africa or some second or third world country. This is the Roaring Fork Valley has teens struggling with some of these things.
And, you know, we really haven't talked a lot about teenagers. You kind of touched on it when you're talking about couch surfing. You know, couch surfing basically means kids are not living at home, or for whatever reason, their parents either are having their own issues, can't support the family, they may be in jail or any number of different things. And so the kids end up couch surfing is basically staying with friends continuously. So stay with one friend for a couple days, maybe a couple weeks, move on to the next friend. That's basically the definition of homeless as far as teenagers are concerned. A very high-risk category. And you're definitely looking at those kind of kids to try and help out with this kind of thing, too, because, again, for whatever reason, their parents, guardians are out of the picture. And so they're obviously living with other people, but yet they're still on their own.
Right. Yep. And so those kids are well identified by members in the school district, people in the school district. And for those particular kids, we also try to provide gift cards to City Market so that they can have access to some food that they can cook easily or that they would want to eat. We also recently were able to purchase some discounted bus passes from RAFTA. So that's another real challenge, is even just getting to school or having any mode of transportation. So we also added bus passes this year.
Again, you can learn more by searching Facebook for Project Pack Garco. And again, if it is not there now, the complete list of items that you're looking for will be there, including the snacks and gift cards, that kind of thing, water bottles, feminine hygiene products, okay, toiletries, including toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap, deodorant.
You don't have to do toothpaste and toothbrushes because Dr. Johnson's doing those.
Okay.
So
don't spend your money on that.
We'll
strike that from the list. Yeah. That's already being taken care of. Pajamas, underwear, socks, new blankets. And again, any of those comfort items like toys, that kind of thing. I imagine for a teenager, what would a teenager, like the little spinny things? What do you call those things?
Fidget spinners. Yeah. I think those are not cool anymore.
Are they not cool anymore?
No, I don't think so.
I'm so behind the times.
Always. You're always behind the times.
I'm thinking of what were the electronic?
You're going to digress. You should just stop. We don't have enough time in the segment for you to.
we'll just let that go. Other donations that folks, like if somebody has extra storage, like at a warehouse or something like that, is that something that you're looking for? Again, the school district is kind of, for the items that are going to the schools, they have figured that part out. But again, we're not just talking about schools. We're talking about kids that are involved with the sheriff's office through the victims advocate department. Victims advocate.
Unit.
Thank you. River Ridge Regional Center, Foster Care, Family Resource Center, they all also are receiving some of these items. So do you need some storage space extra?
Well, right now, the plan is the school district office will house most of they'll store most of their own, and then they'll have their offsites. Okay. For this big push, Renew, the assisted living center has offered that when we get truckloads of stuff that we have to store between getting it from Alpine Banks to the school, they've offered to be kind of a temporary storage facility because they have lots of room.
Okay.
And so, they're also, their residents are going to participate. They have a bunch of backpacks in. They're going to do it as an organization.
Oh, so, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's very cute. So you have storage taken care of. So other than the items that are actually going to be going into the backpack, which I mentioned earlier, do you have any other needs from other folks?
Well, I can mention that you can make a cash donation if you wanted to. We are a 501c3 under the Two Rivers Community Foundation. Mm. So we're able to give people a tax break, and then they house our money for us. And when we need to spend it, then they help us manage all those aspects.
Have you taken advantage of that yet? Have you spent any of the money that was donated, or has it been all your own money?
No, we spent some money that was donated because, for example, I go out and I buy backpacks in bulk. So I buy 500 backpacks.
Okay.
And so when they have a big, I have a money with them that I can spend on practical things like that.
Do you get a decent break when you buy that many, I imagine?
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you're pretty good as far as community, like business type donations. Really just looking for the community to come out and donate the other things. Again, anything that a youngster 18 to zero could use. Again, there are some suggested items that will eventually be on the Facebook page. Just search for Project Pat Garko. Or if you want to call Amber and say, okay, give me a list, and she'll give you an age and a gender. And you can go from there and pick out as few or as many items as you would like. And you don't have to fill the entire backpack.
Right. Just whatever works.
Gotcha. Okay. Again, Amber's number is 948-9774. Email address is projectpackgarko@gmail.com. What else should we mention that we haven't talked about yet? I noticed you've got this glowing recommendation from Lori Bennett from Riverbridge.
Would you like to read that?
Sure. Lori says, Project PAC has provided us with art supplies so victims can write or paint their way to healing. There's I'm glad I mentioned that because it's something you may not realize is helpful to kids. You know, you're thinking about everyday necessary stuff like toothbrushes, which we mentioned again, which Dr. Johnson is providing, and toothpaste. But yeah, painting can take your mind off stuff. It can also help you work through stuff. Lori says further, I love them. They are a huge asset to our community. How much did that cost? I'm kidding.
I don't know. I think they've been able to take advantage of our program, so I think that they're probably okay.
Sure. I'd say that's a fair trade-off.
Yeah.
John, anything else from you from Alpine Bank? Again, you can drop off these supplies at Basalt, Willits, Carbondale, Glenwood, West Glenwood, Alpine Banks. Now, between now and September 16th, and again, it is a 501c3 through the Two Rivers Community Foundation. So depending on your particular tax situation, you may be able to write off your donation. Check with your tax professional. Don't take my word for it. Anything else? What do you see the future holding for Project PAC? I guess that's a good question.
Well, I guess from my standpoint, unfortunately, I see a huge need, and you know, hopefully, we can work on through all these additional programs that are out there in the Roaring Fork Valley, where we can try to stem this because we're really only treating a symptom and not the bigger issue, and there's other organizations that are out there that are helping to fight the bigger issue, and we're going to do our part to help with the symptom just so that the kids don't have to pay the consequences. So,
I know Alpine encourages employees at all levels to be involved in community projects like this. Are you involved in any other community projects, or is Project PAC your main focus of its type?
Project PAC is the main focus of its type. I'm involved in other community organizations, but of this particular nature, it's Project PAC.
Gotcha. Okay. Amber, anything else?
No, thanks for having us come in. We hope to get so much stuff that we have to take over the whole assisted living center as temporary storage.
But they're willing, and you know, it's a cool project for their residents as well, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a, well, I obviously feel like it's a worthwhile endeavor, so.
Gotcha. So again, they have kind of donated some space. Obviously, the school district is a partner on this. Alpine Bank, of course, is a big part of it. And John as well, obviously. Yeah. Anybody else that you would like to mention or thank?
Well, not off the top of my head. Okay. I think we just thank the community in whole. I've really been supported by Glumman Medical has been a huge supporter and done some drives for us. I've had Boy Scout and Girl Scout troops pick up packs and return them filled. I've had individual families where the parent has taken the child to Walmart or whatever and said, if this was you, what would you want? And those boys filled those packs relevant to their own ages, and those came back.
That adds a little context, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So we've really been embraced by the community so far, and so I just know that this community loves their kids, and I have all the faith in the world that we'll be really supported in this drive.
Again, search Facebook for Project PAC GARCO. You can call Amber at 948-9774. You can also email her at projectpacgarco@gmail.com.
And Gabe, also, if I could just put a plug in for Marine Fork Leadership, because opportunity that they provide for us to for Amber to bring that project forward, and then for us to have a group of folks to help work on that was really satisfying. And just a shout out to John and Brent and Kate and Katie and Jill and as part of that group that helped put this everything together.
Those were your teammates?
That was a teammate.
Okay. And we can say as Project PAC, we are forever grateful for them adopting us and taking us, helping us know what to do and go to the next level. So we're really thankful for you guys.
Roaring Fork Leadership is such a neat thing. If I ever retire, I would really like to do Roaring Fork Leadership, because it's just awesome. I hear so many great stories. A great way to give back, I think, as well.
For sure.
So someday, it's on the list, right, as I like to say. All right, all the best. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Let me give the information one more time. Again, the big push right now is to get all these supplies donated by September 16th at Alpine Bank in West Glenwood, Glenwood, Carbondale, Willits, and Basalt. And again, if you have any questions, check out Facebook. Go search for Project PAC GARCO or give Amber a call, 948-9774. Talk to you guys soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.